Let me tell you a little story about it. This story is a young man of the age of 32 years old. And one day, a friend from school saw him and asked him, he said, "Did you marry yet?" He said, "No, I don't." He said, "Why you don't marry? So many pretty girl around." He said, "Just looking for someone and they marry you, they'd be a good wife for you." He said, "You should do that. I'm already married," said his friend. He said, "You can't find any girl?" He said, "No, I find many girls. But the problem I have, when I took the girls home, my parents, my mom, I don't like them. So the girls got away." His friend, he said to him, he said, "I have some idea for you. Go back and look for some nice girl that look like your mom." So 3 months later, they meet her again on the street. They say, "Hey, hello, how are you, my friend? Did you find a girl?" He said, "Yes, I found a nice girl, and I took her home. And my mom liked her very much, but my father not like her at all." Well, let's start to preach this morning. Amen. You got your Bible? Lift your Bible before the presence of Jesus. If you have no Bible, just lift your phone. Your phone you can use as a Bible today, your iPad. put your iPhone on silent so that nobody ring you. Lift your Bible and say, "Jesus, I thank you for the miracle to my life. I accept your bless. I accept your anointing. I accept you heal into my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen." Thank you, Jesus. We defeat the devil. Amen. They say that the devil has come to kill and destroy. But Jesus come to give you life. I wanted to share with you this morning this particular word this man said on the video, the impossible to happen is a miracle. But for medical, for men, for people, they're impossible. But for God, it's not impossible. Amen. And Jesus said in Matthew 19:26, Jesus spoke to them and said, "With men is impossible, but by God is possible." Amen. Nothing can be impossible for God. For us, it looks difficult to do it, but not for God. Amen. Nothing will be impossible for God. Few years later, on the prayer meeting, I hear this brother was praying to himself, and they said to God, "You opened the Red Sea." And when he said, "God opened the Red Sea," he comes straight away to my mind in this particular verse where Jesus said, "For God is not impossible to do it, but for men is looking impossible to doing this such thing." I wanted to take you in Exodus 14, verse 10, when the people of God found themselves in very difficult time and very difficult position. You know that very well. They when Moses delivered his people from Egypt, they come into a place when they could not go any further. They found themselves on the front of them was the Red Sea. You know the story. If you know the story, lift your hands up. If you don't know the story, I'm going to tell you. Amen. So they come themselves and they found themselves on front of the ocean, on front of the Red Sea. They cannot go any further. And they looking back and they saw the army of the Egyptians come with a full power and they come to destroy them and to kill them. But they said to themselves, "What are we going to do about?" So the people start to cry, and Moses was looking to God, God, what am I going to do? And God spoke to him and said, Moses, why are you crying? Why are you looking at me? Move! How are they going to move in front of the ocean? Moses has no any way to travel through, but he has a stick in his hands to hold himself, and he touched the water, and the water is opening, and the whole people on generation of 5 million crossed the Red Sea in a dry land. For man it looks impossible, but for God it's nothing is impossible. This man, he only uses what he has on his hands. He said, God, you take me here and you take me further. Sometimes you find yourself, you could not go any further. But if you're asking God to do it for you, you can do it for you. Impossible. These people was 400 years in abundant slave and under the bondage of the enemy. But for them it was impossible to cross the sea. But for God it was nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for God. I remember many years ago, one man was an engineer, and he told me, he said, oh, you know, Tony, I'm going to tell you what happened when the Red Sea was opening. And I said, what? What happened? He said, it was an Arctic water, and they moved on through the dry land, because in that Arctic water, they said, the sea was opening, and there was a dry land. I said, I don't care what you said, but the enemy was on the same road, and every one of them been killed by the same Arctic water. That man shut the mouth forever, never talking to me about the Red Sea. But that's not only the Red Sea. You see miracle day after day. For some people today, they think it's impossible, but for God, nothing is impossible. He can open the Red Sea. He can open the eyes on the blind man. He can walk on the water. He can take you into a possible place where you cannot go. Jesus can do for you. In fact, he did for me this morning. Because I could not come. My daughter not even let me to drive the bus this morning. Because she was worried about by my vertical problem. I said, I can drive the bus. It's no problem. Because I know that the Holy Spirit is with me. He said, we don't take any chance. Amen. But you cannot stop me to preach the miracle of the healing power. Amen. Amen. Because I believe nothing is impossible for my God. Nothing is impossible for you. If you're sick, you can ask the Holy Spirit to touch you and that He will heal you. Nothing is impossible. The devil will come and put you sick. The devil will come and try to block you. The devil will come and try to stall your joy. The devil will come and try to put you on the bed that you cannot move. But let me tell you, he can do it if you let Jesus to do it for you. Because the devil is a destroyer under your authority. Hello? Did you want me to tell you another story? And you better smile for me. Amen. You think it's impossible. Four or five years ago, God told me here in this church to raise a man to become a preacher in Kenya. And God indicated to me this man, he was a very high educated man. Some of you know his name. But he was the most white man I could ever know. We could not even talk. It was difficult to talk. And God told me, use this man. And the first thing I did, I asked him to do in one night Bible study for me. And when he finished with the Bible study, he said, Lord, nothing is impossible for man, for you. You can do it. And today, you know very well, with the churches in Kenya, it's a three churches that grown very fast. Amen. Under his power, under his ministry.
Not only that, God took him on a higher place. He took the position, the higher position of the education of the whole national king. So Meshach, the someone you know, is the top man of the whole position, the education of the country is Kenya. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we're talking about this difficult to do. I cannot do it. Let me tell you something. Rise up and start what you believe. Amen. That God will do what you cannot do. With God, nothing is impossible. With God, all things is possible. Amen. Let me say that once again. With God, all things are possible. Moses was struck the water with this simple hand stick that we call it today. When he touched the whole ocean opening, and the 5 million people, plus the children, plus the equipment, plus the everything they carry, they went through across the Red Sea. And God said to Moses, watch back and show you what I'm doing. When the whole army, the most powerful army on the world in that day, remember that the Egyptian army was the most powerful army that the world had. When they crossing to attack his people, then no one of them survived because the sea closed up again and killing everybody. That's God. He can do the miracle today. Amen. This is the same Jesus we can worship him today. It was impossible for the man to make him come out of 4 days dead in the tomb. But for Jesus, was it not possible? He spoke the word and said, Lazarus, come out of the tomb. They're looking for us. It's impossible to do it. It was impossible to do it. But nothing was impossible for Jesus. He extended his hands and said, Lazarus, come out. And the man is come out alive. When Jesus speaking to your life, you will live for life. Amen. You will live because of Jesus speaking the word into your life. And you're not dead because you live alive.
It's impossible. Not impossible for God. For the man was impossible to calm the water when Jesus was on the boat. But for Jesus to lift his hands and say stop was not impossible. Because he had a power. The God that we serve is nothing impossible for him. Everything is possible forever you ask him. If you have a problem for the finance, you say to Jesus, he is nothing impossible for him. If you have a problem with your marriage, you can go to Jesus, nothing impossible for him to build your marriage. If you have a disease or some kind of problem in your life, or if you seek, it's nothing impossible for Jesus to touch your life and to give you imperfect life into your life. It was possible for the medical society to give a life to the lady for 12 years with a cancer disease. But it was not impossible for Jesus. He said, the lady, your faith is making you well. He said, not possible. Not possible for Jesus. For you and I look like it's impossible. For you and I, when we have something wrong with our life, we're immediately panicking. But let me give you a new way of seeing that. Soon you have a problem in your life or any kind of thing that stole your joy, run into Jesus fast as you can. This morning I have all the right to stay on my room because my very good driver is very bad. But I said, devil, I'm going to stand to preach for my Lord Jesus. I'm going to do it. Because I believe Jesus can do for me. Amen. Amen. Jesus can do for me. It was impossible for me to do it. But not impossible for my Lord Jesus. This morning my wife said, I'm going to give you tablets. You can give me tablets. I said, no problem. I take the tablets. He said, drink water. I drink water. He's stealing water. He said, hey, it's no problem. But who do the miracle in my life is Jesus and nobody else. Yes. Who make me stand here this morning is him. Nobody else. So, don't give the devil a chance into your life. Because he come to kill and destroy you. But he come to give you life. He come to give you life. You will say, Pastor Tony, you don't know my situation. I don't know your situation, but Jesus knows. Jesus knows, amen. He can take care of you. He can make you well. He can break the chain. It was impossible for the man to believe that Jesus rose from the dead. But there was no impossible for God to open the tomb and say, Jesus, get up. Go and show the world there is no death in my people who believe in me. Amen. There was some question in TV a few days ago that to go to Jesus, there is other way, is not only to Jesus. Let me tell you something. That's a liar from the devil. There is no other way to go to Jesus, to the heaven, to eternal life. It's only through Jesus Christ. He died for your sin. He rise from the dead. He's ready to make a big miracle in your life. Let him to do it. And he will do it for you. You're not sure? Let me tell you something. If you're not sure, let God to do it. Don't stop in doing. With God, all things are possible. Amen. All things are possible. Life is supposed to be joy. And have a beautiful life and beautiful time. There are people who believe that eternal life starts when we die. We thank God for that. But I do believe that eternal life is starting today. You can enjoy your life. Amen. Because if you put Jesus into your life, if you live according to His Word, if you live according to His Word, nothing is impossible for Him. Nothing. Everything is possible. For you and I, look at this, we cannot do it. But not for Jesus, amen. Not for Jesus. Was impossible for the demon man, there was a demon man to rise him up. But for Jesus spoken to him and said, demon out of this life. And the demon run into the water and kill themselves. For any man, it was impossible, but not for Jesus. You know this story well. When the apostle came before the temple, was a crippled man seated on the temple for the rest of his life. And the apostle said, for us, it looks impossible, but whatever we have, we're giving to you, for our God is not impossible. Stand up, walk up, and leave. Amen. So if you believe with all your heart, with all your mind, with the other day, with the other day, whatever you want, you ask in Jesus' name. Somebody said to me, how are you asking Jesus' name? I said, oh, I ask in Jesus every day. He said, you just seen him? I said, oh, I've seen him every day. You just talking to him? I talk to him every day. Can you show me how? And I'll show you why. I put it in my hands at the top of my start to speak in tongue. And then they said, can you do it again? I said, I can do it again. And then if you ask me once again, I said, I'm going to charge you that. He shut his mouth and never talking to me again. Because my Jesus stopped him into talking to me. Amen. Don't fry for people they try to put you in there, you're a Christian. Amen. Just Just let the people know who belong to you. Amen. Don't worry about what the university is doing. Just tell them that you belong to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Many years ago, I was working for a company and everybody knew I was a Christian. Some people was calling me priest. Somebody was calling me another name. They called me whatever they want. One day I walk into the lunchroom and I saw all of these pornographic pictures on the lunchroom with all these merry men. I said, all these pornographic pictures got to be out of here. He said, what right do you have? I have a right because I'm a Christian and I don't want to see that such thing. Never said one word again. And the next morning, all of the things was away, move away from the room. Because I said to my boss, I'm not going to have a lunch on that room with that very stuff for the Bene Puri. He said, I'm a Christian. And he ordered everybody to take her off that picture from there. And everybody told me, they don't talk to me anymore. You have authority when you use God's power. Amen. You can speak the authority. You can use the authority of the Lord. They look impossible for you, but nothing is impossible for God. He can do it for you. It was impossible for the medical to give a life for that man. He said the 45 minutes, no one can live with no heartbeat for 45 minutes. But you hear the testimony, God can do it for him. You know, so many people are making fun of God today. But let me tell you, not belong to these people will cry before God. In our country, let me tell you, they remove the Bible from the school. They replace it with the condom. And you have a look today what happened on the school. We needed to go back to God and say, God, forgive us. What have we done? Stand up for yourself and tell the people that this is a Christian country. We need God to run the country. Nobody else can do it. But God can do it. And you and I, we can do it. So many of you younger people, you become the potential people in the future. And you can change the world because God put it into your heart. You can say it's difficult to do it. But you can do it because God is with you to do it. God is here to heal you, to change you, to prosper you, to give you a new way of thinking in your life. Keep listening to God and He'll do what you cannot do. Amen. Amen. Nobody. Turn the water to wine. Nobody. My Lord Jesus, He did. You, Jesus, they did. You think it's impossible to turn the water to wine, but for Jesus, it was not impossible. He can do it. He can do it because He has a power in His hands. Jesus multiplied the 2 loaves of bread and 5 fish. You know, the Bible telling us 5,000 people was listening to Jesus when He was talking. And when Jesus He said, we're going to give Him something to eat, the apostles started to panic. How are we going to do it? It was impossible for them to feed 5,000 people. The apostles said to Jesus, we only got 2 bread and 5 fish. And Jesus said, give it to me. And when they give it to Jesus, when Jesus dealt with this stuff, 2 loaves of bread and 5 fish. He lifted to His Father and 5,000 people eating abundant. For the man it was impossible for doing. For the apostle it was impossible to do it. But nothing was impossible for Jesus. Jesus can do it. Let me tell you, they have only 5 fish and 2 loaves. The Bible telling us they collect so much, they fill it to half a basket to take it with them. They equal to last for 3 months to eat and drink. For the apostle was difficult. For the man it was difficult to feed 5,000 people. But there was not difficult for Jesus to do it. Jesus said, give it to me.
When you have some difficult thing, give it to Jesus. When you're sick, give it to Jesus. When you can't do it, make it Jesus to do it for you. He can do it for you.
Amen.
Somebody said, Pastor, why are you screaming? I scream because I want you to hear. My wife will tell me when I go home, why you scream? I scream because I want her to hear. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I know you can hear even if I talk slowly. I know you can. But I scream. I open my lungs to make sure that you hear. You don't sleep. A few years ago, I was preaching. One man was sitting here, was sleeping when I was preaching. And I said to myself, must be, it was a very boring message I was preaching. And the Lord said to me, no, you don't scream enough. The next week, he was sitting on the same place, and was sleeping. I screamed so much, I went there, knocking him on his head, and he got up. And I said to him, did you hear what he said? He said, yes, I did. I said, what did I say? He telling me every word I would say. And then they're talking to me. He said, you know, when I sleep, I hear very well. What are you talking about? If you don't believe in me, ask John. He'll tell you. He'll tell you, mate. You needed to hear. You needed to hear what Jesus told you. You needed to know that it's impossible for you and I to think that we can do it, but not possible for Jesus. Many times I come to the point I cannot do it. Even the ministry, I said, Lord, call somebody else. I cannot do it. And the Lord Jesus said, you're not left to do it. I do it for you. I remember once I started to preach. My accent was terrible. Nobody can understand me. I was speaking with Italian accent, and somebody said to me, what language you speak? I speak the Holy Spirit. Amen. And you're going to tell anybody on the church that you don't understand the pastor? He said, yes, I will. Because he can speak with accent. But let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit able to convert any language that you don't understand. Amen. He can do it for you. He can do it for you. It's time for me to finish. I want you to hear. I want you to hear. For the world, look is impossible. But not for Jesus. Not for Jesus. When you get sick, the doctor give you bad news. Let me tell you, for him, look bad news. But for Jesus, a good news. Amen? For Jesus, good news. I remember a few years ago, one of the apostles, Sydney, he has very bad news. You got 3 months to leave. That's about 10, 15 years ago. And still today, he preached the gospel.
Hallelujah.
When he said to the doctor, he said, I have a bad news for you. He said, how bad it is. He said, well, you have 3 months to leave it. He said, what chance I have? He said, 1%. He said, oh, 1% for me is okay. You know, the rest of Jesus will do for me. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Can we stand before the Lord? I don't finish my message. I will continue another time. Amen. You want me to continue another time? Amen. But I want to pray for you this morning. I want to pray for you this morning. If you have anything in your life, I'm going to invite all the musicians to come. And I want to invite you to come. I just want to pray for you this morning. If it's any difficult thing that you cannot do, amen. If it's sickness, if it's financial problem, if it's a family problem, if marriage problem, whatever it is,
If you cannot do on your own, can you let Jesus to do it for you? Can you do that for me? You lift your hands. You lift your hands and please come before the Lord. I want to pray for you. I don't take it very long. I just want to anoint you. I want to pray for you because I cannot do it, but Jesus can. You know, for me, it's impossible, but for Jesus, it's not impossible. He can do it while nobody else can do it. If you have any difficult things in your life, please come. Please come before the Lord. I just want to pray for you and nothing else I can do for you, but please come. Whatever it is, if it's a study, if it's a visa, if it is money, whatever it is, if it's a job, if it's sickness, whatever it is, please come before the Lord. Because He can do it for you. He can do it for you. Thank you, Jesus.